This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, I am so excited. Are you excited?
I'm not sure yet.
You should be excited. I am so excited. Oh my God, because it's Thursday, and I love Thursdays, and this is the sound off on Reinvention Radio. And when we sound off, it's always exciting because, well, first of all, you guys never know where we're going with this, which just in and of itself is exciting for
excited.
Me. It is. Mary Goulet. How are you doing, Mary Goulet?
Good. How are you?
All righty. And Richie Ote, what's up, babies?
Hello.
And White Wade's holding it down. He's actually going out and networking and doing his meeting stuff. So good for him and good for us. And speaking of good for us. I'm not clear if was this on our show. Somebody said something on. I heard it, and I don't remember if it was on our show or if I heard this somewhere else. But I want to read this to you, and so basically it's pretty simple, and you guys can remind me. But somebody said, and I've been thinking about this for the last couple of weeks: soul setting, role setting, and goal setting. Have you heard that?
Mm-mm.
You heard that, Mary?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so that wasn't on our show.
So
I picked that up somewhere, and it just really resonated. You know how you hear certain things, and it just kind of sits with you, and you go, "Wow, that was pretty cool. That was pretty interesting. I need to think about that." And so what they were referring to was just basically life and how it intersects with business and what you do. In terms of creating clarity and creating a plan, right, for how you move forward. So I really was just curious if how that sits. Like, do you think that's helpful? Like, can you see how soul setting, which I assume means this is who you are and what puts fire in your soul setting, and then role setting, right, which means what role, what part you're going to play in the creation of that, how that comes into play, and then goal setting, which is the milestones, I assume, that you'll have to attain in order to know if you're on the right path and headed in the direction of whatever it is that your soul desires. So I read that, or I saw it, or I heard it, or something, and I wrote it down because it just really resonated. I was like, that's...
Can you answer
really
the first
interesting.
One?
So, soul setting.
Yes. Can you? Because you have a history
Mary
of telling
plays
us.
The instigator today.
Wait.
Yeah. Only because you will say that you don't give a lot of credence to your soul.
Right. So
you're stumped right there.
I'm stumped right here, which is why. Let me ask you the question, Mary. No. And that's a good point. So I think that my hang up is, and this has been the question, you know, in author land, they say you write the book that you most need. And that's why I wrote the book, What Is Your What? Because that is something that I've been thinking about for, you know, nearly my entire adult life. So I have that question still of what really puts fire in my soul. And if, in fact, there is something. So I think it's a little different than kind of the going with your gut thing, if you will, in my way of thinking. This is more like just understanding who you are and what you want to be in the world.
But I think...
Or is that all the same thing?
I think that you have to go inside, and that's why my show is Cultivate a Rich Interior. You've got to be listening to that voice, your voice inside, to answer those questions.
Mm-hmm.
Chasing after the shiny objects and, oh, this will make me money, or this will connect me to these people to make money.
Yeah.
That's not going to prove to you your what. That's not going to get your what is in.
It'll keep calling you.
Yeah.
While those other things are going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've heard that. I was talking to a friend on the way up here too. How many people, and we even heard it from Ree, that, you know, they made it all the way to the pinnacle of what they thought it was. They made partnership. They got the new car. All the money was deposited in their bank, and they went home and they broke down crying because it wasn't what they thought it was going to be. It wasn't what.
So how do we do that? I guess because that's step one, right? Well, I mean, soul setting.
Right. So identify what your desires are. Like, okay, and they might sound stupid. I want to learn Spanish one day, so I'm going to put that down. And you just drill down, but you've got to create a space inside to be, like, aware and listen to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your self, capital S, is talking to you, to each one of us individually, all day long.
Mm-hmm.
But we're so busy trying to be, you know, we're using our ego to get out there and do what we think we should be doing, when your gut or your soul, synonymous to me,
yeah.
I think all the answers.
Yeah, I think it's both. I mean, I think it's almost like you go back and think about the stuff you like to do before the world started affecting you. Like, mm-hmm. what did you like doing before you were 7, 8 years old?
Mm-hmm.
And then what Mary's talking about, correct me if I'm wrong, Mary, is like, then the world got a hold of you and started making you think that other things were important.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to keep listening to yourself to find out, because, you know, not necessarily that little guy or whatever, like, it still can be an adult, but that voice is still in there,
mm-hmm.
going with your what is your what, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think we were kind of here for a particular reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then life happens.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me ask you this. And so from a soul setting standpoint, Richie, then do you have a sense of how your soul is set? Maybe that'll help others kind of get an understanding of what that means. Or are you clearer on maybe the last part, which is the goal setting, and kind of back into the role setting? Like, how are you thinking about that? Because I know you've got a few new things on the table, and you've been staying obviously busy with our show and a lot of other things, but you've also got some new things on the table. So was that like was that kind of like a soul hit for you, or did it start with the goal of what you wanted to do, and then you backed into your role and how that plays into how your soul?
It kind of is. It's a good question.
Would you say it's a great question?
It's a great question.
Yeah. All right.
So
yeah.
It was kind of a combination of both. I think, you know, sometimes if you go for just goals only and you're forgetting the first two, that's the pachinko ball kind of that Mary was talking about to a mm-hmm. certain extent. I think it could be, right? Because it's like, oh, go accomplish this. And you never really sit long enough to really see what it is.
Yeah.
In my case, it was because I was going goals for so long, and then said, wait, I gotta back up here, think about the soul stuff. And part of that came with having Olivia
mm-hmm.
and knowing I wanted to spend more time around my kiddo.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of went into my questions that I have, were like, how do I want to play in my business when my business grows up?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that has to be starting with, what do you like doing? What do you want to do all day? Which leads into the role setting. Like, if this is what you want to do,
mm-hmm.
and you got to build a business, you got to know the roles of the business. Because are you the one? If a lot of the business is going to have data entry in it, and you don't want to do data entry, then you're going to have to hire someone, right?
Yeah.
And then I don't think you can take them apart. I think mm-hmm. they're all part of, they're entwined, and that's what might make it difficult for people.
Yeah. So Mary, let me ask you this then. Do you start with the goal setting and understanding where it is that you want to go, and then you back into the role that you will play to make that happen and how that aligns with your soul?
No.
No.
So what I do, especially now in my 2017 year of discernment.
Is that the word, by the way? Is it
for
now?
Me is discernment.
It's now discernment. Okay. Yeah. Got it.
Because I want to do what makes me feel on fire inside.
Mm.
And so I'm cutting certain things out of my life that are not supporting that feeling that I want to live with every day. Which activities will give me that feeling inside?
Mm-hmm. Where does Reinvention Radio fall?
Right?
Did we make the cut? Are we good?
Well, I mean, I love doing the radio. I just, I love this type of conversation. That's more thought-provoking, because there are so many of us walking around with this sense of internal or soul desperation of who am I? What's my purpose? What is my mission? What is why am I here? Is it just to be, you know, sometimes I joke with my kids, I'm a chauffeur that has an ATM in the back. So that can be that way for people trying to find their right work. mm-hmm. the right service. I want to be of service in the unique Mary Goulet way.
Yeah.
That's why I always say the message can be similar. Like we were talking in the other show about brands. It's the messenger delivering the message that gets the ear of a certain group of people.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, you could certainly, and I don't think any of us are doing anything that is completely
original.
Unique or yeah. original. I mean, for the most part, it's all been done in different forms. You may just kind of create a disruptive approach to what that is, but in general, it's already been done. I mean, even Uber, you know, with cars, well, just kind of disrupting the taxi industry. It's not like driving people from point A to point B didn't exist, but I think that's a point really well taken. And so really when you come right down to it, it's how do you insert yourself then into that equation? How do you insert your own unique abilities in your own unique way so that you attract people to
well I think you,
you
have to be fully congruent with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you can't say, oh, I'm going to be soulful here, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to change tactics. And,
yeah.
and you have to be fully congruent, because people may not be able to articulate that you're not congruent, but yeah. they'll not be,
yeah.
like, gravitating toward you.
Well, there you go. All right. Soul setting and role setting and then goal setting. Interesting stuff. All right. Well, thanks for your thoughts on that, Mary Goulet and Richie Ote.
Yes, sir.
And I'm Steve Ulsher, and we'll talk to you guys next time. Interesting stuff here on Reinvention Radio. Take care.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What is Your What?, Steve Ulsher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.